KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police say the suspected cash-in-transit robber that was killed in Umhlanga last night was wanted in connection with a series of robberies. He died in a gun battle with officers who had been following up information that the suspect was a passenger in a car driving on the M4 yesterday. Spokesperson Robert Nitsiunda.
At the lighthouse road off ramp, the vehicle was intercepted. The suspect got out of the vehicle and opened fire towards the police in a shootout ensued. The suspect was shot and fatally wounded during the shootout. No police officer was injured.
The Special Investigating Unit says it has now recouped over 2 billion rand from tertiary institutions in its NSFAS investigations since 2022. The latest recovery of unallocated funds is 4 million rand from SIED TVET College in KZN. Forensic investigator Paul Bulwana is one of the unit members who've been briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training on the recoveries.
So in KwaZulu-Natal, University of Zululand, we have recovered 58 million. And then Majuba TVET College, we have recovered 25 million. This is just a provisional amount. We still need to go back and do the quantify to say how much exactly are you still owing to NSFAS. We're not only looking for the monies that needs to be paid by the institutions, but we also help NSFAS to make sure that what is due back to the institution, if they underpaid them, they need to pay them.
In Gauteng, two suspects are appearing in the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Court facing charges related to Steinhoff fraudulent activities. They handed themselves over to the Hawks in Pretoria earlier today. It's alleged that during October and November in 2017, Steinhoff auditors refused to sign off on the 2016 annual financial statements of the group. The suspects, former executives, allegedly created false transactions worth 6.5 billion euros, impacting the Johannesburg and Frankfurt stock exchanges. Hawks spokesperson Christopher Singu says the pair faces several charges.
5 on charges of contravention of the Prevention of Organized Crime Act 21 of 1988, poker, contravention of Section 81 of the Financial Markets Act 12, and contravention of the Companies Act 71 of 2008, as well as contravention of Section 34 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act of 2004, PRECA.
And TikTok has returned to app stores in the US. The platform was reinstated after it was confirmed Apple and Google wouldn't be fined if they reactivated it. The video sharing app was banned over concerns about its links to the Chinese government. The Trump administration has given TikTok 75 days to find American buyers for its US operation. The top story, police say the suspected cash-in-transit robber that was killed in a gun battle with officers in Umhlanga last night was wanted in connection with a series of robberies. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.